Welcome to Anime and Us. I'm TJ.
And I'm Sean.
And this is a review that reviews anime from A to Z, sort of.
So last week we did not get
Category X. Stop right there. As you can tell, I didn't do an episode number in the thing, and it was not last week. Let's just get this out of the way right now. We recorded this episode about 4 months ago, at least, probably longer. So it's been months since we've seen this anime, and we have to re-record it because we accidentally recorded over it with a different review. Mm-hmm. So Sean doesn't remember it at all.
Not a fucking thing, besides this weird android chick is an android. That's about it. And they're in space. I think they're fighting somebody.
Yeah, I remember it vaguely, but I'm pretty familiar with the games, so I know how...
I remember it sucking.
I remember it sucking pretty bad, too. Anyway, this is Xenosaga.
The animation. 12 episodes, came out in 2005. I don't really care about the rest of them.
I think it was originally a game.
Yeah. This is based off the games. It's based off of Xenosaga 1.
Yeah, there's a bunch of things released at the same time for Xenosaga. So, yeah, before we get into this review, we are recording our first current anime. This will be released next week instead of...
Oh, yeah.
So, I don't know if you want to say anything currently.
No, not really. Like, it's funny, though, this episode will be current, but then the next episode won't be.
Yeah, it'll be like...
the way we f***ed it up.
Yeah, it'll be, and the number is all off now, too, because we didn't record it over the last episode, we didn't realize it, and we never remember the episode numbers, so we have to go into our things and say, what's the last one we did, and so, oh, the number from here on out is off, but it is what it is.
Yeah, what are you gonna do? Worst things have happened.
Not with the show.
Not with us, but worst things have happened.
Yeah, well, I mean, you could say that about anything.
I'm sorry, guys. I don't really know what to talk about. I mean, I remember there being an android. There's these weird gold door things, right? It's in here. I remember that being in the anime.
Oh, possibly.
Yeah.
Well,
they're like searching for him or something like that.
Yeah. It opens up with Shinon, this girl with the glasses, as a scientist, and
yes.
She built this robot Cosmos that you couldn't remember the name of. You always pronounced it wrong. And they're in a space station. There's a bunch of androids. One of them gets abducted, but that's a little later in the first thing. And then Gnosis attack, which are the alien,
yes,
ghost alien things. And yeah, I'm trying to this is really hard review. Because I'm kind of stumbling here.
I can't help.
I
forget things anyway.
I know.
It's been months, and it wasn't even good. I probably don't remember shit.
Yeah, I know.
It was only 12 episodes, which is what sucks. Like, if it was 26 episodes, I think it would make a little more sense for me to forget more of it, because it's a lot of anime to be watching.
Right.
And it's a lot of bad anime to be watching, so you kind of zone out a bit. For 12 episodes, I feel like I should have remembered more.
Yeah, I mean, I do remember you went on a big rant about, because when they're fighting off the aliens and she opens up her chest and laser beam thing, and went on this big rant about that.
I don't remember that at all. Yeah. That's great.
Because she's a robot and her chest opens up and it's like this giant laser beam that she comes out.
I feel like there's better places you can put a laser beam than tits. There's probably better places.
Oh, maybe.
Finger lasers.
Maybe it was a stomach. I don't f***ing remember. It doesn't matter. They were kind of just stretching to make this a review.
5 minutes at least. I don't think we can even give it a number, because that would just be a wrong, unethical.
No, I mean, I remember what the score we gave it.
How do you remember that?
Because my memory isn't shit like yours.
You don't remember anything else from it, so apparently it's
no, I remember, like, this, the whole plot synopsis, but I don't want to go in step by step explaining the whole plot without a particular critique of it, because it's not a good show. And
I wouldn't watch it.
It's a poor adaptation of the games, and the game wasn't even really that good. The game was super long, with, like, hours and hours of cutscenes.
Well, also old school JRPGs.
It's, like, early 2000s.
That's not old school, that's old school.
It was, right, I remember it took about, like, 45 minutes to get into the first gameplay of this game.
Huh.
Because that's how long the opening cinematics are.
Good for them.
And, I mean, I don't know, there's three games to it. And it's not really... I never got past the second game. That's how... And it took me years to get past the first one. Mm-hmm. It's not that great.
It didn't release on Nintendo DS, did it?
No.
It came out on PlayStation.
Came out on PlayStation 2.
Yeah, that's super weird why... I clicked on the game on the wiki and it brought me to the DS version.
Well, you have... It says, you know, it's like a 1 and 2 on there.
Yeah.
So, Yeah, see, because you clicked on the Xeno Saga.
Whatever.
You clicked on the Xeno Saga
2002 is when it came out in Japan. So there you go. 18 years ago.
Yeah, but that's well past the old school RPG thing.
Yeah, it depends on your definition of it. Anything that's damn near 20 years old.
This is I think it was a spiritual successor, maybe even a direct successor to Xenogears.
Maybe.
Which was a PlayStation 1 game that
forms part of the wider Xenomaster meta series. So it's all part of the same universe.
Yeah, spiritual successor to the 1998 video game Xenogears, which is really beloved old school RPG. I wasn't a fan of it because it has mechs in it. But
well, that's typical.
Yeah. There's not a lot of mechs in it. I played for like the first half of the game and it's...
You know what I'm taking away from this?
What?
Go play the game. The anime. You're interested in, well, you know, tit laser cyborgs? Play the game.
The game is... The anime is just a shortened version of the game.
Yeah.
It really is. There's not a lot to it. They cut out a lot of stuff.
I would hope so, because I don't remember the story being any good.
It wasn't that great. It's... man. I don't know what else to say.
That's it. That's a wrap.
I don't want to do a 7-minute review.
What else do you want to talk about? Politics?
No, not going into that rabbit hole. That rabbit hole is, especially in this day and age.
Well, it is current, this episode.
Well, that's my point. This is completely current. We're all isolated in that which should not be named on the internet, because apparently that gets you flagged.
Yeah.
So, we're all quarantined and blah, 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 blah. And if you're quarantined, I guess you could catch up on Xenosaga.
Yeah, if you really wanted to.
I mean, I guess you have to find a PlayStation 2 version.
That's probably not hard to buy. I'm sure you can just buy it online for 10 bucks.
Yeah, but who has a PlayStation 2?
I have one.
Yeah. I have one too.
I think most people do if they want to play PlayStation 2 games.
Yeah, but it's like if, Xenosaga, maybe I'll look that up. Oh, it's on PlayStation 2? I have a PlayStation 4.
I can pick up a 2 for 40 bucks.
I guess. Can you play PlayStation 3 game 2? No, you can't play 2 games on 3, can you?
Yeah, it depends on the PlayStation 3 you get. If the original fat ones have a microchip that lets you, everything's backwards compatible.
I had that one.
I had that one too. And then the later versions, there's the middle versions of the PS3 that wouldn't let you do any kind of backwards compatibility, but then the later versions had software you could download.
Well, I know on I got a newer version of a PlayStation 3, and I can play PlayStation 1 games on it.
Yeah.
So I could still do just pull a PS1 disc in there and do it that way. But I had one of those fat PS3 ones, and the fucking thing broke on me.
Oh, your mine broke like 3 times at least.
Mine broke on me so bad it corrupted my PlayStation account file and erased everything. So I like my store access and everything gone. I mean, this was like early days, so I didn't have a lot on there.
It was probably 2006, 2007.
Yeah, this is like when that stuff started, when you have your gamer stuff, your tags and stuff like that. That was early for that, so. But yeah.
Yeah, I remember paying $600 for
that. Me too. God, it's paid a fucking fortune on that goddamn thing.
And now the new systems are $400 or $500.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
That's why PlayStation 3 lost that generation.
Yeah,
because Xbox 360 came out and it was like $300.
Kind of mattered then. It matters now, but now I think gamers are a little more hardcore. They're willing to spend a couple extra bucks.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't spend that much money.
I don't know if I'd spend $600 on another PlayStation, but $5. I'd spend five.
I'm probably gonna buy the new PlayStation coming out.
I think I'm gonna, as soon as they start doing pre-orders, I'll probably go get it.
Yeah. I don't know.
Just put, $100 down and then pay it off later.
Right, yeah. I think I'm going to, because I want it.
But then again, I don't think I'll ever, my PS4 Pro and my Nintendo Switch, I don't think those systems will ever get traded in. Because all the games I have for them, all the games I have downloaded on them, and the system's fairly powerful, like the games look good on it. I don't think there's any need for me to trade it in or sell it or anything. You know what I mean? I just give it to my son, put it in storage or something like that.
Right, yeah.
I've sold everything else before this, by the way, and I don't know if I'll do that this time.
See, I'm a hoarder and a collector. I have all my games, all my systems, the ones that work anyway, and I have everything, so I can go back and play anything that I want, because except for my Xbox 360, the disc drive just broke on that on me. So
that's a bitch.
Yeah, it sucks. But now I can just throw pretty much any disc in the Xbox One, and it's backwards compatible. So
yeah, the newer ones are 100% right.
Well, yeah, I just throw an Xbox 360 disc to download the digital version off of the store, and it's like, oh, here you go, you have it. So I mean, not all the games. Like I have a few games.
Yeah, I know there's a couple you get.
Like, I think I got Lollipop Chainsaw for some reason. I was going to do it for my show, and it didn't work in the Xbox One, so.
Yeah, it is what it is. All right, guys. we stretched it out 11 and a half minutes.
Yeah, it's going to be cut back down because I got
to
edit.
Cut down to 10.
I got
to
cut out all the silence and all the other shit that goes into it. So it's probably going to be, it's probably going to be about 10 minutes or so. So
I would say don't watch it. I'm not going to give it a number, but just don't watch
it. We gave it a 4.
That sounds right.
Yeah, we gave it a 4. Well, I gave it a 4. You gave it a 3.
That sounds about better.
Yeah, I gave it a 4. You gave it a 3 because you're less fair than I am.
I'm as fair as it comes.
You're not objective.
I'm extremely objective. The whole point of a review is something not being objective. It's subjective. So how I feel about it.
No.
Yes, so that's a review.
Your argument is invalid because in a previous episode, you have fully admitted that you weren't objective, that you're biased.
Well, that's the whole point of a review.
So
it's a biased opinion. It's my opinion on something.
Yeah, but I try to take into account not my own biases when I give it.
Usually I'll say something like that. I'll be like, hey, like, I see why people like it, but it's not for me.
Right.
Well, that's fair.
But you never take that into account.
Not
when,
from my score.
Yeah.
My score is my score, not what other people's score are is.
You're not getting it, but okay.
I totally get it. That's how reviews work. They're your opinion, not other people's opinions.
Well, they are our opinions, but it's still, there's still such a thing as an objective review.
I don't know about that. If everyone else can score Xenosaga a fucking 10 out of 10, and I will not score a 10 out of 10 because it isn't. Well, not for me.
I'm not saying it is a 10 out of 10. I'm just saying.
But it, hypothetically, if everyone else scored it that and everyone else thought it was that, I still wouldn't score it that.
That's because you're contrarian.
No, because I didn't like it.
But yeah, but feel like it's you a 10. Would, even if everyone else, you loved it, you would be contrarian. Said, fuck that, that's a 1.
I mean, I am kind of like that, but everyone loves Steins Gate, and I love Steins Gate too, so.
Yeah, everyone loves Steins Gate.
Damn near everybody.
I mean, I liked it. I didn't love it.
Yeah, well, you're special.
No.
Anyway, I think that's about it, guys.
No. I mean, we should probably, we don't have a wheel, but it was Xenosaga or Triple X-Holic.
Oh, I don't like either of those. Triple X-Holic
was better. Even though you don't,
I wouldn't know if I would use the word better.
No, it was better.
But I would probably watch that before I watched this.
It's definitely better. It was at least.
Was it 24 episodes?
No,
12.
I don't know. Actually,
how about this? If it was 24 episodes, of this. If it was 12, that.
It had all those weird.
I think it might have been 24.
It might have been 24. It had that weird lady.
Yes, and they were like spirit detectives, essentially, right?
Not spirit detectives, but close. Yeah, Triple X-Holics.
24. Xenosaga is better.
No, it's not.
100%. No, it's 24 fucking episodes and a movie.
We already watched it.
Yeah, I know, but like the point of the which would you watch first or watch again?
If you had to watch it again, yeah, that's true.
No, I'm watching the other one.
That's true.
That's a solid 8 hours out of my life.
You know what? Now I'm thinking of it. That's not a really good basis of
it isn't.
how we judge things.
Especially because one's immediate. We just watched it. So if we hate it, we hate it. If we love it, we love it. And the other one's is just a nostalgic.
We should probably change up how we view these things. Because at this point in the reviews of everything, it's like, what would you rather watch? How many episodes is it?
What?
That's our.
That does happen.
How many episodes of it? I don't know.
I think we've only asked that once or twice, but yeah.
No, it's pretty much, when we even look through the list anymore, it's like, if we get a choice and we know nothing in the list, which one has the shortest amount of episodes?
That's the one we want.
It's gotten that bad with the anime.
Yeah.
I mean,
it just sucks because there's not too many of the long episode ones that are good.
That's true.
There's only a few of them that can really hit a stride.
Yeah, but there's also a lot of crap.
Yeah, well, yeah.
So, I mean, and at the same time, I think we kind of got into, it's hard watching a whole series of anime a week. Mm-hmm. It's just,
a lot of times, I mean, you guys don't experience it because we have a lot of backlog.
Yes.
But a lot of times we end up waiting another week.
Oh, yeah, we spent 6 months recording episodes just so, because we knew this was going to happen. So, but yeah, so, like, It's so hard, because you're right, it's 8 hours. It's a whole day you have to waste.
If you're lucky, if you're quick and you got nothing to do, you can get 3 episodes in an hour.
That's
like, you got nothing else to do, you're just sitting and watching.
Right.
You know what I mean? How often does that happen?
Right. I mean, honestly, the easiest watch I probably had was that Aizu Manga Deo.
Oh, yeah.
because the episodes were only 10 minutes long.
And they weren't super...
And they weren't...
You didn't have to, like, have your eyes glued to the screen.
You didn't have to have your eyes glued to the screen. It was a pretty good kids show for... girly kids show. Mm. So it wasn't bad, but it was the easiest watch. Like, that's why I loved Adventure Time. Adventure Time only had 10
minutes... Adventure Time's great.
10-minute episodes.
And it's good.
It's good! 10-minute episodes, you're in and out.
Gumball? Oh, my kids watch that on Hulu, and Jesus Christ. I mean, it's bad, but it's also really good.
Yeah.
Have you seen it?
Gumball?
Yeah.
No.
There's a lot of, like, when I say adult joke, I don't mean perverted, although there's a little bit of that. I mean adult joke in the sense, like, they'll talk about communism or something.
Yeah.
Just not necessarily politics, but just, like, an adult joke that the kids way over their head.
Right.
And it's hilarious. Yeah, they do that a lot, which is pretty cool. Past that.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard. This whole review was hard. We did not talk about Xenosaga, like, at
Very
all.
Very much. Like, the first 4 minutes, maybe?
Yeah. We tried, but there was just, like, when you haven't seen the episode for months, I mean, I guess we could have rewatched it.
Oh,
but
no.
But f*** that.
I'm not getting paid for that. Yeah, we ain't paid at all.
We're not getting paid at all for this. So, it's not worth our time. I mean, hey, we got it. We would spin a wheel, but...
Yeah, everything's already planned out. Next episode's already preordained, yeah. Which is what, by the way?
Yukikaze.
Yukikaze's next episode.
It was only like 4 episodes, and we recorded the same day as we recorded.
And that's the new episode 56, by the way.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna...
We're just redoing the numbers. That's how it is.
Yeah, I think I'm just gonna make this episode 55.5.
Yes, I like that.
Or something like that. It's like, or the missing episode, or something.
The missing no.
Something stupid like that.
Maybe release it as a special. Like, don't release it. The next episode that gets released is Yukikaze, and then just everyone's like one day, like, what happened to Xenosaga?
No. See, I thought about it. I was like, fuck, I was like, well, this. I can just skip right over this. No one will pay attention.
Put up a 10-second clip as that. But I was, no episode.
But my ADD got the better of me. I was like, I can't fucking release out of order.
That'd be fine.
So I just put up another episode of Solo last week, and I was just like, alright, Sean lost this episode again, so...
Alright guys, we're wrapping this one up. Nearly 20 minutes.
Yeah, I mean, pretty good considering.
Alright, can't spin the wheel, so that's a little bit weird. Yeah. We're used to that.
Yeah, so we're doing Yukikaze we're not doing it. Next episode's gonna be Slayers, which is like 50 episodes from now.
Yeah, next episode we're recording.
Yeah, the next Slayers. We're gonna be doing that after this, but the next episode... You're gonna get Yukikaze.
Alright guys.
Alright, until next time. I'll talk to you later. Bye!